Let's look at the Norman Baker story. He quit last night as a Home Office Minister. Working for Theresa May, he says, was like walking through mud. Let's speak to our mud correspondent, Billy Tint. Billy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ron.
Tell me a bit more about this mud then. What kind of mud are we talking about?
Ron, this is coalition mud. Apparently, this is the worst kind of mud you can get in politics. The kind of mud you're picking out of your boots for weeks, only to get shouted at by your wife a couple of weeks later because some flew under the arger when you were picking the grooves out. And of course, you shouldn't have been using her good knives in the first place, and the whole sorry saga results in your boots being banished to the shed, never to return to the porch where you so lovingly placed them for the first 2 years of their lovely booty life.
Tell me, this mud that he was walking through, would that mud have been there at the start of his job?
Well, any mud correspondent, Ron, knows that there is always a certain amount of mud in politics. It's what they sling about, and it's why there are headlines. Mud is crucial to politics, but there is a mud gradient. As soon as you get a greater amount of mud than you can sift through, then you've got problems.
So he got to a mud impasse then?
He got to a mud impasse, exactly. And Theresa May is king of the mud in the Home Office. Same as David Cameron's king of the mud in the country. So she said, get out my mud.
And Billy, surely Nick Clegg must have known that the coalition mud was having an effect on Norman Baker and perhaps tried to persuade him that tramping through coalition mud would have been better for the Liberal Democrat mud in the long term.
Well, that's right, Ron. He would have had that conversation, but I've actually got it on good faith that Nick Clegg is a law unto himself when it comes to mud within the coalition. I've got it from a source that Nick Clegg regularly wears waders to get through Conservative mud just to implement that little bit of Liberal Democrat mud right at the top.
Well, it's an ongoing situation. They're already talking about who's going to replace him. Any ideas on that, Billy? Is it going to be somebody who can handle mud better than Norman Baker, as you're talking there? Liberal Democrat Nick Clegg wearing waders. What do you think?
I'm not sure exactly who's going to come in here, but one thing's for sure, Ron, politics is a game of mudslinging, and not a lot usually stick to the best players, but for some, mud can be their downfall. As George Bernard Shaw put it, an election is a moral horror, as bad as battle except for the blood, a mud bath for every soul concerned in it. But what does he know?